How does that conversation go for you when you have a seller who is a little not as realistic as they should be about the value of their home?
It goes long. You know, you can only keep sending them the stuff and, you know, giving them more updates. And, you know, we give them the hits on Realtor.com so they can see that people are looking. If they're looking at it and they're still not coming out, then, you know, there's something wrong.
Right.
So we have to make an adjustment at some point. They may not be ready.
I think you have to do a lot more educating in this market. As people have access to more information, they can formulate more opinions, whereas going years back when we were talking earlier about before the computer and there was no fax machines, you really were the trusted advisor, and you know they would hang on to every word that you said because you were the professional. And now your buyers and your sellers are doing a little bit of homework and now deeming themselves as professionals. You could see this. I'll make another analogy that I always laugh about is the DrMD.com, where people are pretty much calling their doctor up and saying, hey, I've got this, and this. I need a script for it. You're going, what are you talking about? The doctor's going, I didn't even see it yet. That's kind of the same thing. Hey, I need a realtor. My house is worth this. And you're going, let's put some professional eyes on it, and then let's all educate ourselves on the process and leave it to the professionals to determine what your house is worth because you know, you see a lot of FSBOs now, and they sit on the market forever. And that's because you don't have professionals listing the house.
So. Well, and for sale by owners, too, the big thing is it's hard to negotiate. You know, you may be able to sell it, but it's in the getting it to closing that, sure. You know, the breakdowns, too, because you've got to deal with the home inspection and, you know, all the rest that goes, especially if there's well, septic, which we have a lot of in Bucks County.
Right.
Not that much is public. So
that's what you get with acreage. You get your own well and septic tank.
Right. In your own yard. That's a hard concept to understand. It's in your yard.
No, it's very true. We live in an age of information availability at our fingertips. And a lot of times, I'm sure many of your clients, as well as many of my clients in the mortgage world, they think they might have learned more about my job than I possibly know. Do you ever run into a scenario like that?
Oh, yes. But again, you just have to try to get them work it through. And I think when they know that you're really working hard on their behalf, you know, sometimes the outcome isn't what they, you know, predicted, but they know that you're trying.
Right.
So that's ultimately what we have to do, is just keep educating.
Yeah, I think we're back to basics, really. It's almost pre the housing bubble, to where your trusted professional really is an advocate for you and able to provide an expert opinion and help guide you through the process versus just doing it on your own.
Yes, I mean, we want to sell homes, and, you know, I want to sell them for the highest and best price, obviously, but it has to be the fair price, what a willing buyer and a willing seller are willing to pay. So
that's true. A lot of times, if we put on our seller hat for a minute, we think, okay, my house, I think it's worth this, and I'm going to set the price at this. Well, we have to think of it in a little bit of a different way of the buyers are actually setting what houses are valued at now, because they're
exactly
the ones making the offers.
They are. And, you know, we can come back, we can counter, but ultimately it has to be a happy point. You know, I'm okay, you're okay. I always like to say, you know, that each party has to feel they made a right decision. Otherwise, they will get out. They will try to get out all the way down the line, whether it's through the home inspection or whatever process. And we don't want that. We want happy buyers and happy sellers.
We like when everybody's happy and it all comes to a fair deal.
Right.